Orange Theory Fitness is a one-hour full-body group workout that makes it simple for you to get more life. We focus on heart rate-based training guaranteed to produce results from the inside out. Our workout is backed by science and proven to burn more calories post-workout. Tracked by technology so you can monitor your results in real time, each workout is inspired and led by certified coaches to make sure you don't overtrain or undertrain. So what are you currently doing to get more life out of your workout? That's what OTF Milford and this podcast seek to help you with. Coach Phil, I've got Coach Zach, Coach Georgie for the first time on the podcast. Georgie, you want to say a quick hi?
How's it going, guys?
Love that. All right. And then we got Coach Heidi. How's it going,
hey.
Heidi? What's up, everybody?
What's going on?
All right. So we've got some questions that came in that we would like to get after this week with you guys. So we're going to turn it over to Heidi to talk a little bit about some of the things that were brought up to her.
Oh, God, that was quick. That was a quick segue. Hey, guys, how are you? I'm glad that you guys have been listening to these. It means a lot. Your responses mean a lot to us. And hopefully as the weeks go on, more and more people will listen. So one of the questions that was given to me this morning is about breathing, that she could not breathe on the treadmill. And this has got to be probably the top most asked questions to me when I'm training my running peeps outside. The breathing, like, why is the breathing so hard? And it's one of those things that it's very difficult to train because the more you think about it, the harder it is. And I'm trying to tell you not to think about it. So why is it so hard? So your body's training harder, right, to meet the increased demands of running. So you're going to get a buildup of carbon dioxide in the body. And as this accumulates, it's triggering us to breathe more rapidly via our respiratory system. So runners want to really try to start deep breathing. And I'll give you a couple of techniques for this in 1 second. But first and foremost, you need to be breathing through your nose and your mouth. I hear so many people saying that they were taught to breathe through your nose and out through your mouth. That's codswallop. You got to breathe through both, right? So the more oxygen that you can get in, the better. I would tell you to breathe through your ears if you could, but you can't. So
I breathe through my ears, though.
one of the practices that you can do at home is lie down on the floor, take a book, put it on your belly. As you take a nice deep breath in, that book should come up to the ceiling. And as you breathe out, the book needs to come down. So many people are just breathing too shallow and you're just not getting that oxygen down far enough. So you really need to do that deep breathing. Some people, you want to find like a pattern. So some people like to breathe in for the count of three. And honestly, it's just important as to breathe out nice and hard too for the count of three. I like to do counts of four, but I've been doing this a long time, so I've just trained my body that way. You need to find your rhythmic pattern. Some people sing like in for happy birthday to you, out for happy birthday to you, right? So you'll find your technique. Another technique is to breathe in on every landing on your left foot, and then you'll breathe in for the next landing on your right foot, like every three steps. There's different techniques that you can learn. The shortness of breath, the breathing can cause cramping. Your posture could be incorrect. That's not going to help. Your posture needs to be nice and tall, shoulders back down and relaxed. Your chin should be just very slightly tucked. The back of your head, the crown, that should be raised up. And once you raise that up, usually that allows for your posture to correct itself, and that will help with the breathing. Running too soon after a meal, and this is going to segue into one of you guys to take over, but 70% of your blood volume is shifted to your gut after eating, leaving little blood to deliver the oxygen and nutrients and energy to your muscles being used when you try to run. So that's going to impact your breathing greatly. So I hope some of that makes some sense to you. Try it the next time you're in here, really try and slow that breathing down and try and practice that deep belly breathing. It will come eventually, I promise. Just keep at it, and then one day you'll be running and you'll suddenly realize that your breathing is all clicked into place.
Yeah, definitely. I actually remember that was like a really hard thing for me when I started doing running for distances for the first time. Breathing was like something that it seems like it should be a natural thing that you should just be able to do it. You kind of get this excitement and anticipation, you know, that you're exercising and you sort of like overdo it. And when you relax for a second, it really helps out. Those are great tips.
I also want to say that you do want to make sure that you have a proper warm up. If you go right in to a run without warming up, your breathing is, you're going to be on the struggle bus.
Definitely.
This is why you see runners before a race running before a race. They are literally trying to warm up not only their heart, but to get their breathing in check.
Yeah, get all systems go before they actually do anything. Definitely.
It'll actually help you perform a little bit more too, because of the way your body creates energy too. So that's an added bonus.
Yeah, it takes time to warm up, especially if you've got any conditions like asthma or things like that. You definitely want to get a good thorough 5 to 10 minutes of gradually increasing that heart rate and getting that system up for sure before you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. So you were talking about nutrition then.
So Phil, one of the questions was asked was what to eat before and after they work out, and how much time before and after should they give before they eat?
Yeah. So it does relate to what you said just about like the blood flow. Like when you're right. So I've definitely made the mistake of going in there, you know, too soon after a meal, or I ate a little bit too heavy and things like that. It really is an individual thing. Some people I know have no problem eating some solid foods, going 30 minutes before the workout and they're okay. For myself, it really, for me, ideally, it's about 2 hours before, if I'm going to have a meal, for it to sit right before I go on to the workout. So it is a little bit varied. You can play around with different things. You know, some things are a little bit more easily digestible. Like just having a banana is sometimes enough. Sometimes people want a little bit more than that. But it, you know, play around with it. Dairy sometimes really doesn't work good with sometimes when people are going into a workout. So it is a little bit of experimentation. But the ideal window that they usually say is like around 60 minutes, you know, 30 to 60 minutes before you go into that workout is pretty adequate to have that fuel for that workout. There's a really good book. Actually, I was pulling it up before we got on the phone here. There's a book by Christine Ashwanden. It's called Good to Go. And the reason I'm recommending this book, if people are really, really interested in kind of geeking out on it, is because she is a scientist and an athlete. She's actually a distance runner. And she talks a lot about myths and things like that. So one of the things that was part of this question also was, what about after, right? And there's this idea out there that's kind of popular that you have to have, you know, this 45 minute window of post exercise refuel to allow your body to have the best chance to repair and everything like that. She's done a lot of research on that. She has some parts in her book where she kind of debunks a little bit of that. It's obviously that we want to eat, we got to refuel. It's really important. But you don't have to be so hard pressed that you're like watching your timer for 45 minutes on your watch that's going to close down to get that fuel in. You definitely want to obviously eat to refuel and repair that body and things like that. But you don't have to be super confined to like this 45 minutes to 1 hour afterwards. Some other things with that, you just spent a lot of glycogen in an Orange Theory class. I mean, no matter what type of class you come into, whether it's endurance, strength, or power, you're going to burn some glycogen and you want to kind of get that back in. One of my go-tos is chocolate milk within, you know, a half hour,
an
hour.
That is the number one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a good protein mix in there. It's got some good glycogen. It doesn't cost, you know, a lot of money. You don't have to find some great, you know, engineered supplement. So I always want to go for, you know, real food first, if that's possible. If it's not, then I might default to like a supplement or something like that. But hopefully that kind of helps people. 30 to 60 minutes before, you definitely want to have a small amount of carbohydrates, maybe 1 to 3 servings, which is one serving of carbohydrates, by the way, is just like the palm of your hand. I know, Zach, you lift and you've got some go-tos after you're done working out too. I don't know if you got things you want to add to that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially when I was training probably like my highest intensity and highest volume, like chocolate milk, like you said, is definitely one of the huge, like, easy refuels that I would use all the time. But generally, like, I'm not incredibly picky. As long as I get in, like, some good protein, like, I guess I'm not, you know, I can't say a specific amount because it varies a little bit by how big you are. But yeah, some protein, some carbs. I definitely supplement with a carbohydrate rich protein mix too, just because it's easy for me. But no, I mean, I don't think you have to be too picky. Just know, you know, you're getting the protein, you're getting the carbs. That's it.
Yeah. And I think the most important, the biggest takeaway here is it's really up to you and you got to listen to your body. And if any trainers are telling you specifically like what to eat, it's, you know, we that's not what we do. It's kind of actually outside of our scope of practice. So we can talk about macros, carbohydrates, proteins, and fats with you and give you some ideas and some suggestions of things that we all try and things like that. But at the end of the day, you know your body the best and you just got to listen to what, you know, your body's telling you. If you're feeling good from what you're eating before you go into a workout and you're feeling like you're getting good recovery overnight and you're sleeping good and all those kinds of things, then you're on the right track. You don't have to lose too much sleep about it or stress about it too much more than that.
I will say, if we're talking about carbs though, like I would definitely, you know, especially if someone's looking for, you know, improved performance during the workouts, like look into what kind of carbohydrates are like easier digesting and ones that are like harder to digest, because it does matter. Like once you get to a certain level, it does matter what type you're eating. But if, you know, if you're just getting into it, then, you know, I wouldn't worry about it too much. But if you've been coming for a while and you want to see, you want to run fast, you want to look like more, you know, whatever it is, like definitely there's some different options out there for you that can help you out just a bit.
Awesome. Very cool. All right, Coach Georgie, we want to hear from you, man. The first time. Welcome.
Hey, Georgie.
Francis is on. Yeah, it's a party.
Francis.
All right. So let's go back into introducing George here again.
All right. So for this week, we have a full few cool events coming up. We have our Singles Awareness Day, which is going to be on Friday the 14th. Really cool workout. Just going over the template today.
Do you mean Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day or Singles Arm.
Singles Awareness Day. I love it.
Singles Awareness.
So we're going to have a blast for that workout on Friday, so I'm excited about that. Zach's going to go into it a little bit more, but we do have his weight floor clinic on Saturday, the 15th at 1 p.m. I'm also going to be there to help him out a little bit, so it should be a lot of fun. On the 16th, which is Sunday, we have a 90-minute workout with Coach Phil. So that's going to be awesome. Make sure you lock in your spots because those classes are getting extremely popular. On Monday, the 17th, we have our Decade Day. So we're going to have some cool music. I know Heidi's going to put together an extremely fire playlist.
No pressure.
Excited about that. And then on the 20th, we have our tornado. So super excited about that too, man. The team's pumped. We have some great events coming up this week.
Georgie, do you want to tell people what a tornado is if they've never taken it?
Yeah, for sure. So a tornado is a class where we have faster transitions. So you'll be in a block for a short period of time and you'll be transitioning from the rowers from the treadmills to the rowers and to the floor probably in 2 or 3 minutes. So you're going to get a lot of work and a lot of fast transitions. So it's a lot of fun where you just get to keep moving and the energy in the class is just amazing.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right, Georgie, I want to put you on the spot for a couple seconds here. All right. Two questions for you, man, because this is your first time. Yeah. So we got to get to know Georgie a little bit. All right.
Let's do it.
All right. So first thing, it's been kind of like an inside thing between you and me for a little bit now, but you really rely a lot on a playlist called Fire. Do you want to?
Yeah, it's Fire.
Is there any other way?
I don't know how else to describe it. It gets the people going. So
it does. You know? It's always fire. And the other thing is the last week's podcast, I followed up with you. We ran into each other in the studio and I was like, hey man, when are we going to get you on the podcast? And you were like, you had a little bit of a come to Jesus moment with me. Where were you last time we were doing the podcast? What were you doing?
I was working out. Yeah, I had to get the workout in, man. It was the only time I had, so I had to make a decision. Something had to go, and it had to be a
priorities.
No matter what, we always got to get that work in, right?
Way to be a role model. Yeah.
That's right. No hard feelings.
I made a decision.
Georgie made the executive decision. It was a good one. I appreciate you getting those workouts in, man. We all got to do it, obviously, right? That was good stuff.
Yep.
All right. Where are we taking this next? We got Francis on as well today. Francis, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm rereading these notes about the new class times starting on the 29th. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. That came out of nowhere. I just happened to be doing at the moment.
Francis, are you ready for Wednesday?
I am so excited about Wednesday, you guys. I sent my trivia questions in. They're so much fun, and I have the prizes all ready to go, and they are going to be, can we say fire for everything? Is that a university?
I was about to ask you if they're fire. Amazing. I was actually about they to ask
They are
that.
Fire.
Can I do, I just want to do a little brief shout out to Francis. I'm not sure if everybody knows, but our coach Francis is running a marathon on the 16th
nice.
Of this month.
That's awesome, Francis.
Listen, Heidi, yeah. Everybody knows. It's all I can talk about.
So
I'm sure everyone's ready for me to be done with it so they don't have to hear about my training
stop
anymore.
It. Please give Francis a high five for good luck for this coming Sunday.
Definitely.
I'll be thinking about you guys. Maybe we can do a podcast at mile 18 and distract me. I'll send you a live recording.
Seriously. Zach, what you got?
All right. So the weight floor clinic, I definitely figured out a little bit more about what I want to do. So I have had like a couple questions recently about what weights people should select for, you know, a lot of different movements. So I'm just going to like take four. I have them in mind. We're going to do some squatting, deadlifting, chest press, and then probably a row, probably like a bench supported row. And go through like rep schemes for like endurance strength and power days and kind of show you where it'll differ and maybe some objective ways to determine the weights as well. But I think that'll help people out a lot in the weight floor. You know, we can go over a little bit of technique stuff if need be, but I think weight selection is definitely going to be something that'll help people the most, especially when they're first starting.
Love it.
Yeah. And I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, it's definitely beneficial for anyone. And I can, you know, we're going to work out. Like, everyone's going to be working out. So don't come to this thing dressed up in your, you know, jeans and your penny loafers.
penny loafers. It is currently waitlisted, but saying that, two people have already got off the waitlist. So don't be afraid to put your name down on the waitlist. The chances are high for you to get in. And the reason we can only put 15 people in is because we do want you all to have a station and for you all to get the maximum out of Zach's class. So we will be doing another one next month. So if you miss this one, don't worry. We'll be doing another one soon.
Yeah, I had a member actually stop yesterday after class and was pretty excited about our clinics, wanting to get to know about them a little bit more and things like that. And unfortunately, she only works out with us on the weekends because that's the only time that she's here. During the weekdays, she's actually out of town the entire time. But she was excited because our studio is offering these clinics on a regular basis and things like that. And she was inquiring about like the studios that she goes to when she's not here. And things like that. And I mean, Heidi, can you talk about our clinics just in general, like a high level? Like, they're not something that every Orange Theory does across the board, like in uniform or anything like that. These are things that we put on that are really organic to us. Maybe you can go into that a little bit.
I mean, yeah, there is a format that you can use that every Orange Theory, you know, has the access to, but most don't. And you here at Milford have some pretty amazing, knowledgeable coaches that we really specify in certain things. So like Zach is, you know, beast mode at his workshop and his weights. So he's going to be able to give you an incredible lesson inside that floor work. So we, you know, we use what we're given, the tools that we're given, but we're also adding on our expertise from experience and our just personal knowledge.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's always good stuff. And I'm seeing like when I go to other Orange Theory studios and not to be competitive, but of course we're competitive. When I go to other studios and things like that, I'm definitely seeing a different caliber of member that we have working out at our studio. I'm really proud of our members because they go after it. And I would put our members up against other Orange Theory members any day. They're awesome.
I'm just going to add to that. You can always tell when we have an out-of-state member because they don't put their equipment back right.
Yeah.
Or their rower seat. I love it.
That's right. That's right.
Our members are the best.
The best. Oh, what else we got? Anything else?
I know that we will have a little segment on working out while you are pregnant, considering that something's in the water right now and 40% of our members are pregnant.
Same.
Every day, someone new. Every day.
I know. We need to address that. And we do have Dry Try coming up, so we'll be addressing that in the next couple of weeks.
Very cool. I think we got to definitely do the in-body sometime here too soon.
For sure. In-body. And keep those questions coming. You know, we are here for you. Keep those questions coming. We don't have to call your name out or anything.
Definitely. Love it.
And
where
are we at with Transformation Challenge?
Where are we at for Transformation Challenge? Timeline.
We're going coming up into
the halfway point.
We're in week four. In week four. Our midpoint weigh-ins are at the end of this week.
Wow. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's happening so fast.
I know. Like I said that in our first podcast, I couldn't believe it. And now it's like, it's here. It's so crazy. Checking in right now. Everybody coming in with their bands on after class, raising their hands, you know, getting that count going through. I'm trying to convert people.
I feel like that there are some people that are not coming in as they promised, as they committed to themselves. I definitely know that some members are not coming in three times a week.
Three times a week is the magic number. That's what we got to go after.
Give them some advice, Frances.
Schedule your workout. I don't like to waste money, so I would my classes and then not like cancel it because I don't want to be charged, and then just make that commitment to yourself. Keep your workout bag with you at all times so there's no excuses. Don't go home after work and sit on the couch because you're not going to get up. And just, you know, pencil the time and schedule your day just like you would anything else. Make that appointment with yourself and make yourself a priority just like you wouldn't cancel an appointment or a lunch or something with your kid, your coworker, your friend. Make yourself a priority and schedule those workouts.
Definitely.
Yes. Amen.
Keep those like workout shoes in the car.
Yes, always. The members know that if they forget their sports bra, it's not an excuse. I will pull one out of my gym bag and hand it over. It's happened more than once.
What was that, Zach? What were you saying?
I just said nice.
Zach's going to be in your sports bra for before long.
That will be fire.
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 Super hot.
Super fire. Fire 3.0. I love it.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys. I think that's it.
Excellent.
Everybody, Wednesday. Trivia night.
Trivia night. See you guys there. See you guys in the studio. Have a fantastic rest of your day.
Bye, guys.
Bye.